Why are you running? What specifically made you throw your hat in the ring?
Well, you know, I've been in the Mid-Valley now since the early 90s, and I've watched a lot of things go on in our valley. I've always been interested in politics and how things work. And now that my children have gone off to college, I find myself with some free time. And about 2 years ago, I was at a town council meeting in support of Kids First for some funding for childcare in Basalt. And they were talking about approving permits for the Christmas tree lighting. And they referred to the one at Lions Park, and then they referred to that other park. And I live in the Willits area, and I was really kind of offended by that. I was like, here we have a town council that's supposed to be representing the entire town, and I just felt like they weren't. So I started paying more attention. So about 2 years ago, there was an election, and I was going to put my hat in the ring then. And life kind of got in the way. My mother was ill, and I had to go back to Boston, and she now lives with me. So I've got her out here, and now I, again, think I have found the time where this is something I want to do.
What skills do you bring to the council?
Well, it's so funny because everyone's like, so what do you do? What do you do? And it's such a big question in people's lives. I do a little bit of everything. I've been a school teacher. I've been a preschool teacher. I do some bookkeeping for a family up in Aspen. And most recently, I'm the caregiver for my mother, which is a big, huge job. So I'm kind of a jack of all trades, master of none. But I like to get involved in everything. And I'm what my college calls a lifelong learner. I always am looking to learn. So that's what I hope to do on town council is I don't go in with an agenda. I really want to learn what our community needs and, you know, what we're capable of providing our community and hopefully make those two things match.
What changes would you like to see the town make?
For me, particularly right now at this point, I'd like for the town council to listen to the town people. You know, we had a big vote on the Pan and Fork, and it was voted down as to increase our property taxes to pay to purchase that piece of land. And now town council, it looks like, is trying to go ahead and buy it without going back to the voters and asking their opinion again. I voted for the first bond issue because I thought preserving that piece of the river was really important to town, and I was in support of that. But I don't think town needs to become a developer and try and choose to sell that other piece of land to who they want. I think it kind of has to evolve organically. And if we have good zoning and land use codes in place, I think we can have a really spectacular development that complements Old Town.
And what do you support in terms of current town direction?
Well, I've seen them work better together. I see them start to kind of, they're speaking up more and they're telling each other where they're coming from and what their thoughts are. Whereas a lot of times I think it was being directed by a few. I feel like they're finally kind of all talking to each other and hopefully making better choices.
What is the first thing you would do if elected?
Well, I think since it's just town council, it's not something that you come in and you just start doing things. I think, you know, organically things are going to kind of evolve through the process and things will come in front of us. One of the things that I'd like to make sure I'm good at is communicating and being transparent. And I want to be out in the community and talking to people in Old Town, in Southside, in the Willits area, and in the Mid-Valley area, because we're really all one big community, and really listen to what we need for the future.
And could you speak a little bit about your diverse volunteer work experience?
I do get involved a lot. I have a hard time saying no. So I've been on the Aspen Education Foundation, which raises money for the schools up in Aspen, which is where my children both went to school, and they're now in college. I was on the Aspen Animal Shelter because I have a really soft spot for animals, and I loved working with Seth and everybody up there. Currently, I'm a CASA, which is a court-appointed special advocate for abused and neglected children, because I wanted to do something to kind of give back to my community. And, you know, so many times I think we live in this perfect valley, in this perfect world, but we have real-world problems, and it's been really eye-opening to be involved with those kids. So, yeah, a little of everything. And I've also been, I was on my Homeowners Association board. So I kind of had a good feel for what's been going on in our neighborhood with Willits Town Center and what we need down in the new area of Basalt.
Nice to meet you, Carol Hawk.
Great. Thank you, Raleigh.